Welcome to this installment of The AIDS Pandemic, a podcast hosted by Dr. David Wessner from the Department of Biology at Davidson College. I'm Dave Wessner. With me today is Lucy Marcel, who attended this week's International AIDS Conference in Toronto with me. Welcome, Lucy.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
So, what were your general impressions of the conference?
Well, you know, at first it seemed like 24,000 people was a little bit overwhelming, but honestly, it was also really invigorating because there was so much energy and enthusiasm. There were just a lot of different ways to tackle the HIV epidemic, and it really inspired me to become more of an advocate and an activist. What did you think about it?
I guess I felt similarly. I was most impressed by the diversity of participants. I mean, it's truly an international meeting. You're as likely to sit down next to someone from South Africa as you are sit down next to someone from the United States. And also the diversity of ideas that are featured there also. I mean, there are researchers and clinicians covering basic science. As you said, there are also activists and advocates who are there too. So it really is a great deal of diversity, I think, at that conference. You attended one of the HIV/AIDS engagement tours that the conference organized. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Well, I spent a morning at the Toronto Department of Public Health, and while we were there, we learned all about their sexual health programs. It was really pretty impressive because they have a wide breadth of programs and really creative approaches. For example, instead of relying just on department officials to do community outreach, they give grants to different community-based organizations who better know the needs of those specific populations. They also, for instance, instead of closing bathhouses like San Francisco did at the beginning of the HIV epidemic, use those to reach that risk population and better intervene in the epidemic.
One of the issues that came up at the conference in a few sessions I was at was harm reduction for injection drug users. Programs like methadone treatment programs, needle exchange programs. Did that come up at all in the tour you went on?
Yes. They have a needle exchange program at the Toronto downtown department. They also have vans, they said, that drive around the city and can arrange to meet drug users at any location that's convenient and do needle exchanges. So it seems like they have a really flexible program. They're really trying to work to help that population.
That's great. And I think one of the things that really hit home for me during the conference was the number of different kinds of people that are at risk for HIV and the number of different kinds of treatment programs or prevention programs you need. Certainly injection drug users are going to require a different kind of prevention program than sex workers, for instance.
Definitely, yes, and I think that is really important, and something they've realized is that you have to be willing to let different groups come up with their own solutions.
Now, this is kind of an open-ended question, but what was the highlight of the conference for you?
Well, probably getting to hear Paul Farmer speak a couple different times, since he's pretty much my idol. But I also, actually, while I was on that engagement tour, had a really interesting conversation throughout the entire morning with this guy from Sudan, and that was just really cool because he was from such a different part of the world, and I got to learn all about, you know, the HIV response in their country, but also more about his country and their culture. Did you have any similar highlights?
I guess I really enjoyed hearing Bill Clinton. He gave a talk one afternoon. That was probably the most exciting session I think I attended. I think generally I was just most excited by the energy and the vitality that was present throughout the conference.
Yeah, I definitely would agree with that.
So are you planning on attending again in 2008 in Mexico City?
Well, if I'm not still in Namibia, I will.
Okay. Well, I hope we can see you there again.
Yes, me too.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Lucy.
Thanks for having me.
Until next time, I'm Dave Wessner.